I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In just a minute, we'll hear from you, our listeners and bloggers. Backtalk is next. But first, it's time for our weekly segment, The Barbershop, where the guys talk about whatever's in the news and whatever's on their minds. Sitting in the chairs for a shape-up this week are opinion writer and blogger Jimmy Israel, blogger Patrice Evans, sports writer Terrence Harris, and editor and civil rights attorney Arsalan Iftikhar. Lots going on this week. A certain former football star is in legal trouble. No, not that one. We mean O.J. Isaiah Thomas of the New York Knicks faces sexual harassment charges by a former colleague, and thousands flock to Gina, Louisiana for a rally to support the Gina Six. Is this a new civil rights movement for a new generation? We'll see what the guys have to say about that. I may jump in from time to time, but for now, take it away, Jimmy.
Thanks, Michelle. Hey, hey, fellas, welcome to the shop. How we living?
Up? Hey, what's up?
Chilling.
Oh, well, check this out. You know what? Yesterday, busloads of people headed to Gina, Louisiana to rally on behalf of six young black men facing criminal charges behind the assault of a white student at a local high school, a.k.a. the Gina Six. Now, Patrice, P. Dizzle, do you think this is a watershed moment like Selma was or not?
No. I'm not in a tizzy up over all of this. Anything Al is trying to tell me to do or say or think, I'm a little, you know, hands-off on that.
Al who?
Al Sharpton. You know, and then it's down south. You know, that's where the dogfighting pops off also. I think if you want to quarantine the town maybe or something. But, you know, I heard you talking about it last week. And, you know, I don't have nooses on my block. And maybe it's because New York is all liberal crazy and everything. But I think it's a special incident. It's nice to see black people getting active and coming together. But civil rights, I'm drinking out of water fountains. I'm getting vitamin water. I'm at the club. So, you know, I'm not stressing it too hard.
You're not serious, are you?
No, he has a big nose chain, too.
You're not serious, are you? I mean, your noose is different now, man. No, it's not a noose that you're dealing
with. Go ahead, T. Harris.
It's not a noose you're dealing with in New York, but trust me, you're dealing with something. It's not a water fountain you're having a problem with, but trust me, you're dealing with something. My brother, if you don't think you're dealing with racism, you need to wake up.
Well, I didn't say we're not dealing with racism in the country. I just said this is not a civil rights movement. You know, it's a different, there's an evolution that's gone on here.
Yeah. Hey, Trey, do me a favor. Speak to the legalities of this. I noticed some of the charges have been knocked back. Mm-hmm. You know, busted.
Well, you know, as a civil rights lawyer, I think the Gina Six case does resonate nationally. It sends a clear and resounding message to people all around the country and small towns all around the country that if cases like this happen again, if nooses go flying over trees again, if you make a mountain out of a molehill and if you don't address the core racial issues at hand, you know, you might have a national story on your hand. And so I think it sends a loud message to school superintendents in small school districts around the country. I think it's reinvigorating people. I don't think it's Selma, but it can be good for the country, and I think it can be good for the racial dialogue in this society.
You know what, A-Train? You know what, P. Dizzle brings up a good point. You know, because I'll tell you what, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, whenever they show up, I get nervous. You know, how do you read that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, they always seem to show up at the last minute with all the T-shirts going on sale.
Okay, wait, can I just hold up? Can I just say something about this guy? They're not the only people down there. Mos Def is there, Tyler Perry, Salt and Pepper, the radio host Michael Baisden. In fact, I would argue that the blogosphere had a lot more to do with getting folks down there than the traditional civil rights leadership.
Well, and something important to keep in mind again, Jimmy,
we
talked about a few weeks ago, is that if this case did not get the publicity and the profile that it got at the national level, then we'd have six kids right now who would be facing attempted murder charges. And I think that, you know, what it shows to overzealous prosecutors around the country is that if you're racially motivated in your prosecutions and in your indictments, you're going to be called out on it. It may be, you know, a little late, but you know what? We as Americans are going to wake up.
T. Harris, check in.
To me, this is about so much more. I mean, but these kids, they were being persecuted for something that was ridiculous. I mean, it was a fight. I mean, and these kids were dealing with murder charges. And, you know, people may not like Jesse Jackson. People may not agree with Al Sharpton. But, I mean, I think we have to look beyond our personal dislikes or disbeliefs in these two gentlemen, who I think, for the most part, I think they're sincere and they're caring for black people.
T. Harris, you make a really good point, but here's what I have to say about that. You know, don't we elect people to handle business like this? We got a whole Justice Department that should be on this, on like white on rice. And what's disturbing to me is that the people that are in Gina maybe should be in D.C. getting our elected officials to be about this. What do you say to that?
Well did you hear what your president said when they asked him?
I mean, I heard him mumbling.
You know, when he said, hey, I don't want to get involved in this. I mean, I'll let the judicial system do its justice. I'm like, come on, dude.
The other thing for me with all the rallies.
Go ahead, P. Dizzle. Go ahead.
With Al Sharpton and, you know, all their rally and everything. I mean, it's not to mitigate or take away from that movement or trying to rally there, but if you see a noose in a tree, you know, that might be offensive, but, you know, it's a new day tomorrow. If you get the N-word thrown at you, it's a new day tomorrow. And to be held back by that is a, you know, it's Amen. Short-sighted.
Hold on, T. Harris.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, A-Train. Bring it home.
The thing that's most telling is that the local prosecutor had the audacity to say that the noose had nothing to do with the fight. I mean that shows a man who is elected to public and appointed to public office to enforce the law for all citizens of Gina, Louisiana, which is 85% white, 15% black, in the smack dab middle of Louisiana, and, you know, he has the audacity to say that the noose had nothing to do with that. I think that's the most telling part of this whole case.
This brand of reactivism just worries me. I mean, because we put too much weight into an event on the backs of a few emblematic individuals who've kind of had an incident of discrimination. Now, if we hopped a bus every time somebody got wronged, we wouldn't be able to hold a job. But I guess I'm in the middle, you know. But all this said, I'm glad we're making a show. So, you know what? Let's bust down the door and keep it moving and talk about OJ out on bail, facing 11, count 'em, 11 charges stemming from the alleged robbery in Vegas. Now, Arsalan, I think it looks like a setup, bro.
Well, you know, I'm a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan, but today Orenthal just makes me embarrassed to be a Bills fan. I mean, the dude just lost his mind. I mean, to me, this shows just the cult of celebrity in our society. I mean, here you have a 60-year-old washed-up has-been who just, you know, needs to flaunt his machismo around and show that he still got it enough to get his Joe Montana football back.
Here's a short clip of Mr. Simpson in his alleged attempt to recover his sports memorabilia. That apparently is the incident that arose to these latest charges. You want to hear it?
Drop it.
Well, you can steal my yourself. Don't let nobody out of your house.
I know that voice anywhere.
Right, exactly. You know what, P. Dizzle? Am I the only one where it smells like a setup?
Yeah, I mean, my take on this is sort of, you know, just like NPR needs flavor from the barbershop needs to have some love and, like, compassion for their people, you know? I have some love for OJ because I feel like, you know, he wasn't – listen, hear me out. You know, he wasn't born into the NFL and the commercials. He's coming up. He's black. His name is Orenthal. You know, I saw he has rickets. You know, he had rickets as a kid. So if you dealt those cards, that's a tough hand. You're not thinking about being a star, you know, a celebrity or anything.
And then go on to star in Naked Gun movies and Avis right. rental car commercials and then have to right. be enough so, of a washed up has-been.
You know, I think he doesn't need jail. He needs, like, his mama and some warm milk and honey for, like, 24/7. You know, he needs a stroke on the head. You know, give him some slack a little bit.
Terry, T. Harris, you actually made me think about OJ being innocent, so I know you smell a setup.
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, come on, first of all, who gets held up and tapes it? Come on, man. I mean, where does this tape come from? They are killing me on this. If somebody has a gun pointed at you, you're going to take the time to push an audio tape to tape it?
Well, in this case,
the
glove did
They're
fit.
They're insulting our intelligence on this one.
A-Train.
I was going to say, in this case, the glove did fit. And, you know, you got to call a spade, and OJ just gone bonkers.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. The guys from the barbershop are talking about OJ, among other things. Take it back, Jimmy.
Thanks, Michelle. Now, we got it. We need an intervention here because Isaiah Thomas has obviously lost his mind. Now, New York Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas is the target of a $10 million harassment lawsuit from Anucha Brown Sanders, a former team executive. Now, he's alleged to have addressed her with the B word. Now, I guess another piece that's disturbing for me is he said that it's okay for black men to call women the B word, but not white men to call women the B word. And
hold
like
on a second.
I said,
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry to interrupt, but hold on a second. I think we have a short clip. Let's hear it.
A white male calling a black female a is highly offensive to me.
Would you find it also offensive for a black male to call a black woman a
not as much.
I tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, T. Harris, yo, your boy Thomas needs intervention. What's going on in his head?
Now, he kind of tripped out here because he said it, and there's no proper way to say what he's saying, but this is almost the equivalent of the N-word being used within the black community. I mean, if it's used there, we may not like it, we may be offended, but we're not as offended as if a white man said it to us. So, I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of where he's coming from on this, but there's no real good way, no easy way, no palatable way for that to just be said. And so that's why it's a problem. But no, we kind of understand where he's coming from, but he's way off the mark. You don't call any woman the B word. That's out of bounds. It's wrong.
Now, P. Dizzle, now you know your boy Thomas from back in the day. You know he has a problem with his temper. You know he had this thing back in the day with Michael Jordan and John Stockton when he got kicked off the Dream Team. You know, do you think we're seeing this right now, like his temper is coming back?
Yeah, I think, you know, Isaiah has a lot of issues coming out. But as far as using the B word and all of that, again, you clarified yourself. He didn't say it was all right to use the B word. He said he thought it was difference. He acknowledged the distinction between a white person and a black person using it. And I agree with T. Harris. I think it's just like the N word. I think it's just like nappy headed, you know, whatever's, you know, and I think there is a double standard there. And I think we should get comfortable with that, because America is run on double standards, and we should have some double standards too. The reality is that black men use the N-word. Black women use the B-word. Others use the B-word and N-word. So, you know, we're not getting rid of these things. We have to sort of reconcile them in our head and not get, you know, too huffed up over it.
But by saying that...
A-Train, go ahead. Yeah, please.
But by saying that we should have our own double standards, that's saying essentially that two wrongs will make a right. I mean, a minute ago we're saying that O.J. Simpson should get warm milk and cookies for pulling two guns on a guy and being audio recorded, and then we're saying that somehow Isaiah was the victim in a case where we know from his long history in the NBA and beyond
right.
that the dude has a temper problem. I mean, we have to call a spade by saying that, you know, we should all have our own double standards. That's essentially saying that we're going to continue to justify wrong behavior with more wrong behavior instead of trying to remedy it and making sure that everybody is on an even playing field here.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you. I got to throw it back to Michelle Martin.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Israel is an opinion writer and blogger. He joined us from WFSU in Tallahassee, Florida. Patrice Evans blogs for The Assimilated Negro. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Arsalan Iftikhar is a contributing editor for Islamica magazine and a civil rights attorney. He joined us from our studios here in Washington. And Terrence Harris is a sports writer for the Houston Chronicle. He joined us from WLRN in Miami. You can find links to all of our barbershop guests at our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yep, yep.